or download the app today.
The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
Get a good job with good pay and you're okay. According to Pink Floyd, 1973, Pink Floyd releases Dark Side of the Moon, this day in history. Over 45 million copies sold. But more importantly, this album was on the charts from 1973 to 1988.
Oh, my God.
Longest album ever on the charts. Hey, folks, we're here on the highway. The Highway to Health. Jameson Young here. We've got John Chalfant at the controls. Healthy Dave beside me. Yes. It's our show today, folks. No guests. It's just us.
Call us.
Give us a holla. Holla. 428-7267 is the number to call in. If you'd like to text, if you're a little shy, dial 304-488-4696 with a question or a concern or a thought. You can text it that way, or you can call in at 428-7267. It's the first day of March.
That means
it's National Nutrition Month, Dave. You know,
yes, it is.
I, if I recall right, you have a little kind of healthy store here in town, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Mother Earth Food.
48 years, as a matter of fact. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Yep. We had a great turnout. We had about over 315 customers on Sunday for the 20% off.
Happy birthday there, Slick. 48 years.
48 years. Wow.
Giddy
here we go.
Up, dude.
Hey, it's kind of fun, isn't it? What a milestone.
Yes, it is, dude. Congratulations,
and
man.
And it was good seeing people at the store because, you know, I get to hang out. You know, I'm always kind of hanging out on the floor, so get to see a lot of old customers. I mean, I don't mean old, but I mean, yes, but
customers
some old.
For a while. Yeah, I got you.
People who've been coming since we opened, actually.
Loyal customers, yeah.
Since we opened the doors. I mean, and it's awesome. Kind of neat to have conversations and, you know, hey, here we are. And now everybody wants to know when I'm retiring. And I go, I said, what? What are you talking about?
Having too much fun. Maybe exactly. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, right?
Maybe.
Never
but
know.
It is March, and this is the first. We've got a great lineup for the rest of the month.
Nice.
We're going to be talking about nutrition since it's National Nutrition Month. So we're going to be talking about food. We're going to be talking about protein. We're going to be talking about some of the staple basics, talking about why we need to supplement. So we've got some really good people lined up for this month.
Yeah,
and
you
that's
do.
Going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned, you know, for the next few weeks because the show's now. I do want to mention next week and the following week we will be live on Monday, not Wednesday.
Okay, because the basketball schedule's right.
Yes, so remember Monday is the live show,
right?
Which means we're going to be right back in the seat here pretty darn quick.
Yep. And for you folks that don't, in case you're not aware, you know we're live on Wednesdays, of course, but we do replay these shows on Fridays and Mondays normally. But like Dave says, next Monday and the following Monday we'll be doing it live on the Mondays. And are you going to repeat those, John, on Wednesday, or is that going to be basketball?
No, it's basketball.
Yeah,
it's all basketball.
Right.
And
but
so
we'll be live.
Yeah, we'll be live. And the thing is, tune into the live. The live is the fun show, as far as I'm concerned. The encore shows, the ones we play, keep playing, you know, those are recorded.
Right.
They're fine, but, you know, the live show is always the fresh stuff. It's always the
It is. And the old stuff is good because it doesn't expire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the news, the information on there is great. But we have people like Dr. Jeffrey Burke coming this month, Cheryl Myers, the great Cheryl Myers, and your brother from another mother, Peter Broadhead will be on. So a lot of great guests coming up this month, Dave. Well done, sir.
Yeah, and it is, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day this month, so we kind of, you know, look at spring green, you know.
For sure, laddie.
That's right. And guess what?
Yes?
I saw the statistics for our streaming service, you know, because we stream on a radio station called Vozcast. It's a shoutcast radio station. We have a 24/7, which you can access through MotherEarthWorks.com at the Highway to Health. But we had 5% listenership from Ireland.
Nice! Johnny, you'll have to get him with the shillelagh, won't you? won't you, laddie?
Until right now.
Until they just all left. They just all turned us off. Did you hear that, folks? John said, lamenting over the possibility of listening to me 24/7.
Yeah,
so mean to me.
Mm-hmm. We have to think about that, huh?
Do you have anything for emotions, Dave? I'm very fragile today.
We are all. We are also. Yes, I know. Your sweetie left this morning.
That's true. Brenda's en route to Florida. She's in the air as we speak, actually.
There you go. Lots of fun things. Then we are still, like I said, March is green. The Mother's To Go Kitchen came out with a nice little complete protein energy pack. It's little, there's little four ways with four types of proteins.
This is great.
And it's a brand new thing, so that's good. And then she also is making some almond butter energy bars, which the balls, not bars, but balls.
John, almond butter energy balls.
Yep. Yep.
I think you're going to enjoy those because they are packed with protein.
Protein, good stuff.
Like almond butter.
Almond butter is delicious.
That's
a great call.
Almond butter is good stuff.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, keep it up.
We're going to talk about the day a little later in the show. We're going to talk about the herb of the month, which happens to be lemongrass.
Yeah,
and
giddy
that's
up.
One of those herbs that doesn't grow here. It will grow in the summertime, but it's typically more of a tropical and more in a warmer type climates. But I don't know if it'll survive a freeze. If you had it outside, you could put it in a pot and then you could bring it in the house.
It's frosty this morning, but I think it's going to get up to 65 or something
74.
Today. 74. Jeez, Louise.
Yikes, 74.
That is so crazy. So crazy. You,
yeah.
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 It is time for Healthy Dave and the Organic News Press. It is Healthy Organic News from Healthy Dave.
Hey, in the news today, which I forgot to mention before, was that the Wellness Warriors will be starting back up on March the 6th, which is a Monday.
Linda McLeod,
5:45 p.m., conference room at the Health and Wellness Center. Linda has been a health coach and life coach, personal trainer for a long time, and these sessions are to help you transition because it's National Nutrition Month. This is a perfect time to get this back up and going because for those out there, I see all the time people, Jameson, that are questioning. They know they want to do something.
Right.
They're delving into it, but they're kind of like deer in the headlights.
Not sure what to do.
Yeah, and this is a really good class to help a person to get more comfortable and find a support network because you have to make friends. But it's also a way to really ensure that you are on a good path and that you're listening to what your body is saying, not just because you read it in a book, because a lot of people read things in books and they think, oh, I got to do this, and sometimes it's not necessarily the right
thing. No, this is applicable stuff, right?
This is very applicable, and it's very practical, and it's things that you will learn every day that are going to help to change your life.
If you've been walking around that pool and just kind of dipping your toe in there, this is a way to just, you know, slowly, methodically, and comprehensively get that whole health realm going. You know, you don't have to hesitate about this. And Linda's, she's sweet. She's smart. I think it's just a great overall health awareness. And one of the quotes here in this club, you will learn how to give yourself attention, love, self-care, quality food, intention, movement, and a supportive community. Come on. That's pretty good.
That's what we want to see. Huh?
Yep. It's only $15 a person, too.
Yeah, here was a real interesting article. It came from Internal Medicine. This was from it's a little dated, but efficacy of a smoking cessation intervention using natural agents. You know, cigarettes are considered to be the most addictive product, but I think sugar is the most addictive.
Oh, good point.
But I think cigarettes are kind of a close, maybe second or third. Yep. But anyway, it says cigarettes considered the most addictive product. Many people who quit smoking relapse within days. It says the use of tobacco is greatly preventable cause is a greatest preventable cause of death in the U.S., this was a study that was done looking at different search engines, methodologies, texts, and they came up. It says after comprehensive research, it was found that the natural agents which can be used to stop smoking include fresh limes, black pepper, water, ginger, grape juice, St. John's wort herb, because it helps work on the nerve system, because that's one of the biggest things about nicotine withdrawal is you've got nicotine receptors on a lot of your nerve, centering around the nerve system and the adrenal system. And so the bottom line is when you start to not have the nicotine there, it starts to cry out and it starts to scream at you. And that's when you need something on the nervine side.
Yeah.
And that's what St. John's wort is. It's a nervine herb.
Help chill you out
helps a little bit, right? Chill you down a little bit.
It always bugs me when that Chantix did that commercial. I said, are you going crazy because you're quitting smoking and blaming Chantix? It's not that. It's just that when you're quitting smoking, you're a little on edge, like you're saying. And the St. John wort Yeah. Helps that for sure.
And this is all coming from research, you know, ginseng. Okay. And we've talked about the Korean ginseng with Cheryl Myers in the past. And that's one of those things that kind of helps with the energy and helping with the
detox. And helps you sleep too, because a lot of people forget that about ginseng.
I know. It's funny.
It's a great quality about that.
The herb calamus root, which is not really used much in herbal, you don't see it much on the shelf. Okay. Well, calamus we carry in bulk. And calamus is a, it looks a lot like,
it looks like the memory gene.
Cattails.
Oh, okay. Cattails, I gotcha.
It looks a lot like a cattail, but it's not a cattail, but it is in water. And I'll get back into that in just a second. But it says calamus removes residual toxins in the lung from cigarette smoking, thus helps in quitting smoking because of residues. You know, that's part of it, you know.
I've heard broccoli's good for that as well.
Well, I don't know. It might be. But that's great. I've not heard that one particularly, but the sulforaphanes in broccoli help the liver detox, because your body has to detox that out. And it says also consuming more vitamin C when a person is trying to drop cigarettes helps also. And so that's kind of other things. Now, it talks about here... it said the vapors of black pepper. I don't know how you get the vapors of black pepper. Unless you're using an essential oil.
Right.
Essential oil black pepper might be one of those things that might be helpful there in terms of the craving itself, you know. So.
But, you know, like a lot of addictions, Dave, and I can attest to this because I've been off cigarettes now for haven't taken a puff in, 14 years. You got to want to.
Yeah.
You know, with any addiction, these are things that help you with it. But any addiction, and anybody will tell you, you just have to have that desire to quit. Right. And then these things help you along the way. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Got to have a little desire going on.
Yeah. Here's a little thing that came. This is this came from Donnie Yance, who's a good friend of mine. This came out of last week. They're talking about the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines being detected in human breast milk. This is something of concern. Of course, everybody's talking about, you know, the vaccine is the number one tool in the medical mailbox for fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. However, you know, we've talked about last week about how they are now proving and showing that natural immunity to having had COVID, if you've had COVID, that you have a long-term, up to about 8 to 10 months of immunity. But what the concern here is that women who are either pregnant or have had, you know, are breastfeeding their infants, having mRNA is now showing up in the breast milk. And so then it's not been approved for children under 6 months of age.
Right.
And so this is kind of one of those things that you have to kind of, each person has to deal with it.
Make a decision.
It says here, pooled analysis from 65 studies from 19 countries assessing the extent of protection from COVID-19 infection by variants and how durable that protection is against different variants. People who have been infected with COVID-19 at least once before, natural immunity against severe disease, hospitalization, and death was strong and long-lasting for all variants, 88% or greater at 10 months post-infection. So they're saying that, you know, if you do and have had COVID, you probably are going to have a good bit of protection anyway. It's just that it's a concern. So
it's a concern, and it's tough because it's no long-term side effects yet coming out.
But all it says is there should be some caution. Caution is warranted against breastfeeding children younger than 6 months in the first 48 hours after the maternal vaccine. Yeah. They said that they detected it was in a 48 hours, 2 days, take a break from it, don't do it, don't give them that milk. But then after that, it seemed that the concern was not going to be as great.
Right.
Meaning
that the
mother's body has kind of worked through it. It's not active in the breast.
Gotcha. I tell you, those women's bodies are incredible. They make other humans, and it's amazing how resilient they can be.
We're
going to take a little pause for the cause, but I want to remind y'all that we are fortunate to have Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, CV Science, Earthworks, and Mother Earth Foods sponsor us here on the Highway to Health. Can't do it without them, and thank you so much. And they all have great products. They all have products that are on sale this month. Even though Dave had the big birthday sale last Sunday, there are still products on sale. You can always save a buck or two when you shop at Mother Earth Foods, so check it out. We're going to take a pause for the cause, and we're going to keep talking. It's our show here. Give us a call, 428-7267, or a text at 488-4696, right here on the Highway to Health.
Well, I know a place where you ought to come, located at the corner of 19th and Plum, called Mother Earth Foods. And what will it do for you? It'll get
get you off those artificial junk food balloons. Well, there's grains and beans, nuts and seeds, herbs and teas, dried fruits, and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life. 'Cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out. See what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
Tired of burgers, fries, and other super processed fast food options? Now you can eat clean on the go. After months of menu testing with our chef Kim Burnett, I'm proud to launch Mother's To Go Kitchen. It's a new grab-and-go solution for your fast food blues. Choose from ready-made soups, salads, sandwiches, wraps, and sides that make any meal healthy and delicious. We use ingredients that are clean, organic, and locally grown, so you know you are getting top quality and supporting local farmers. We have something for every diet, including meatless and gluten-free options. Don't see what you're looking for? Let us know. We'll do our best to meet your menu needs. Look for our product in our new display cooler. And remember, now you can grab something fast and healthy.
Check out the menu for Mother's To Go Kitchen at MotherEarthWorks.com and on the Mother's To Go Facebook page. And next time, eat clean on the go. Mother's To Go Kitchen, now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods.
Hi, Dave. I'm looking for healthy, gluten-free snacks for my kids.
And I want something for pain relief without the side effects.
No matter what you're looking for, you can live healthier, feel better, and stretch your hard-earned dollars with a customer loyalty card at Mother Earth Foods.
Our customer loyalty program is free and easy. Just present your loyalty card at checkout and earn points for the dollars you spend. Accumulate points toward future purchases. As a loyalty customer, you'll receive emails with special coupons, double point deals, and even customized offers for products you can buy regularly at Mother Earth Foods.
Did you know that Mother Earth is your exclusive carrier of delicious Cadia organic foods? And you won't find it at your local supermarkets either. It's only at Mother Earth Foods. Loyalty members enjoy deeper discounts on Cadia foods and earn points for future savings.
Do you have a customer loyalty card? Join today and start saving at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Celebrate National Nutrition Month at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
It's from 1928. Oh my gosh, this day in history. Old Man River. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra were featuring Bing Crosby. It was recorded this day in history in 1928. Old Bing Crosby. Old Man River. Not you, John. Not you.
No, I'd like to have you had that old record sound effect.
Wasn't that good?
Well, you know, I worked on that this morning at home, folks. Yeah, you know, everything, anything for Highway to Health. You know, that's my motto.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, we are back. That is Healthy Dave talking. We got John Chaffin at the controls over there. I am Jameson Young, allegedly. Where are we, Dave? On what do you want to talk about now, my friend? What do you want to get into?
I think we're going to talk about Herb of the Month.
Herb of the Month. This is a good one. Go ahead and hit it. This is a good one.
Well, it's the herb lemongrass. And I tell you, I remember using lemongrass. You know, you've seen it in a lot of Oriental cooking, Asian cooking, you know, a lot of the Vietnamese, you know, some Korean, Laotian, Thai, you know, you get lemongrass in your meal. You know, they actually have it, I think, and they slice it kind of.
Looks like grass.
Yeah, it's a grass.
Mm-hmm.
it's a really neat grass. And actually, I've seen it, you know, in its full glory. It's great stuff, and you can really make the tea right out of it. And so traditionally it's been used for colds, headache pain, stomach problems, abdominal cramping, rheumatic conditions. Okay, it says it's also good for those experiencing stress and for dizziness.
Ooh, okay.
It is. It does have some astringency. So these are the qualities of a plant. You know, so when we talk about its use medicinally, you know, these are some of the things that have been used over time. But it says because of its astringent quality. Now, you know what astringent means? I think everybody should know what astringency is. It kind of draws and tones tissue. Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of can shrink, you know, tissues that are overly expanded. It tones, anyway. Lemongrass can be help slow and reduce mucus discharge in respiratory conditions.
Okay.
So that's like, you know, when people get so much like the head drainage, and they get all that mucus production, when they wake up in the morning in the throat.
Right. Frog in the throat and,
you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also beneficial for cleansing the blood. There is, you know, what they mean by a blood purifier means that it kind of just aids and assists the liver's detoxification pathway.
Sure. And it's also, you know, used as a fragrance in some of the soaps and cosmetics as well, because for its aromatics, apparently.
Yes.
Doing some research on my end of things there, Healthy
good.
Dave.
Yeah. It says it also beneficial for, it helps aid the digestive system. It eases colitis.
Oh, nice.
Indigestion and gastroenteritis.
Nice.
It says when drunk as a tea or used in cooking, the herb promotes digestion of fat by cutting down levels of cholesterol. Fat, and we know what cholesterol. Cholesterol is bile salts.
Okay.
Fat and toxins from the body and therefore can aid in heart health.
Nice.
Well, oh, see?
That's
lemongrass.
Good
kind of cool.
Stuff.
We've been selling lemongrass in the bulk herb section for a bazillion years.
Nice.
Probably 48 years. But anyway. So.
Yeah, antioxidant certainly seems to be the thing. Yeah. You know, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. Yeah. They even reduce cancer risk, it says, I'm looking at this. Yeah, good stuff.
And so it's an interesting herb. Now, it says the essential oil is distilled from two varieties of cultivated fresh grass. And it comes either from West Indian or East Indian. It was originally from India. Also grows in other tropical areas, including Brazil, China, Guatemala, Sri Lanka, Central Africa, and the West Indies. Grass grows to 3 feet in height and can be harvested twice yearly.
Okay, wow, yeah.
The main constituent of the oil is called citral, C-I-T-R-A-L, which accounts for 65 to 85%. The grass is multifunctional, and they also use it to feed cattle, and I think they probably use it another way. So in India, it is called Chumana Pulu.
What'd you call me?
I want some Chumana Pulu.
Hey, you Chumana Pulu.
Chumana Pulu.
If we put on a grass skirt and start doing a hula.
Yeah, exactly. The oil was thought to bring down fever, reduce the spread of infectious disease, and arrest tumor development. Research conducted in India has shown that the oil also acts as a sedative on the central nervous system. So, put that a little bit of lemongrass in your evening tea, with your chamomile and your lemon balm.
Sure.
Says that it is a powerful antiseptic and a bactericide. Must be because of the citral content.
Okay.
And it says that it has been very effective in oral thrush or the overgrowth of candida.
Nice.
So that's kind of an interesting, because, you know, people don't realize, you know, thrush you think of with kids.
Right.
But we also see it in elderly. And the thing is, thrush is one of those things that, your body... you know, has to fight off. And
right.
So this is where yogurt, you know, in the mouth, it thrushes candida in the mouth. And I've seen people with black tongue from candida. And this is where chewing on a clove of garlic with some, yogurt, that works. But it sounds to me like you could also be using some lemongrass.
You're lacking probabiotics? Is that
not lacking. No, the probiotics help to overcome you. What it is candida is an opportunistic organism.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and it's going to take over. And the thing is, it's something that you have a certain level of probiotics in the mouth, and if the opportunistic candida decides to take over, it crowds out all the others. So by putting back in with the garlic as an antifungal, antibacterial agent. It said that it can be energizing to the mind.
Oh, nice.
We all need a little bit of that. So again, the essential oil, you could just breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
It said it's helpful for treating exhaustion and lifting the spirits.
I like it.
So, again,
like
here you got holy basil, which lifts the spirit.
Holy basil.
You can add a little lemongrass with your holy basil.
I like it.
And you've got a 1-2 cocktail there.
Okay? I like it.
It says it's good for jet lag. It can relieve pain from sore muscles. Helps remove lactic acid from the muscle tissue itself. Restores muscle tone.
I might need some of this. I've been doing Zumba twice a week. I might have to do some of this.
Yeah, lemongrass oil is an insect repellent, and it's one of the things that is lemongrass oil with vanilla.
Okay,
is a very natural mosquito repellent against the use of the chemical forms of DEET.
I love it.
I think that's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Don't use it directly on the skin if you're using essential oil. You have to dilute it into a carrier oil because it can also give you some rash if you're not careful.
I've also seen that there's dogs, you know, dogs sometimes have a tendency to go after grasses. You don't want your dogs to consume lemongrass. It's not very good for your dogs.
We don't want the dogs. So anyway, lemongrass. We'll be talking about lemongrass throughout the month. It sounds like it's very appropriate for springtime.
It does. And man, what a list of benefits.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. So let's move on.
Anybody, like I said, go?
We'll give that number out there. If anybody wants to give us a call, talk to us this morning, we'd
428
be great to talk to.
7267, or give me a text at 488-4696.
Yeah, we love hearing. You know, I mean, I always answer questions. You know, it's like people always have a question for me, and I think we're going to start doing this a little bit in time of these times. Is you know, hey, ask me a question, Jameson.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but you know, we can talk about any type of topic you want because there's so many things that we can share. But being National Nutrition Month, I kind of thought it was kind of interesting because when you start to look at degenerative diseases, which, you know, the degenerative diseases are heart disease,
right,
you know, cancer, arthritis, diabetes,
dementia.
You know,
those,
dementia, these are the major ones that we hear in the news. You see all the drug commercials, which I won't get on my rant today about, but, you know, the bottom line is these are things that are, in essence, preventable.
Right.
When you start to think about nutrition and you start to think of, I always like to bring it down to the cells. The cellular nutrition is where this all goes to work. And this is inside the nucleus of the cell. Okay. Each cell has a nucleus, and every one of our over 100 trillion cells has the same basic makeup, but they have different programming as to what they're supposed to do. But inside that cell, in that nucleus, is the DNA. Mm-hmm. And all of that basically comes down to is cellular mitochondria, and the mitochondria are the little energy factories inside the cells that help keep us what
yep.
life's about. So this is where nutrition really is important.
Right.
And when you start to look at the standard American diet, SAD, which sells SAD, and it still is a SAD diet.
Yeah.
And you start to think about some of the foods that people consume that absolutely have no health attributed to them whatsoever.
I think of sodas right off the bat.
Well, guess
you say that, you know?
We're going to talk about
soda. Oh, okay. Good deal.
Because this
is
something that Americans, modern world, consumes voluminous amounts of soda.
Well, just the amount of sugar alone. I mean, almost 3 tablespoons of sugar. Mm-hmm. Picture that, folks. 3 tablespoons of sugar in a 12-ounce serving. Amazing.
Yeah. How much?
3 tablespoons. It's
yeah.
like 11 teaspoons, but it's just shy of 3 tablespoons.
It can be anywhere between 11 and 16 teaspoons per
which is
12 ounce.
Right. Which is about, it's for 3 teaspoons for a tablespoon. So that's why I'm just jumping. I just think that picture of a tablespoon is more dramatic.
Well,
when
it
think
is.
About it,
yeah.
You know?
And you're right.
It's
and so, and that's only in one of them.
Right.
Okay. The thing that's interesting when you start to look at what's in sodas and you start to look at the constituents, the actual what they're made of, I've written an article you can go out and look at. It's called The Bane of Soft Drinks. It's on our website under articles. It goes into a lot more of the details, but the thing
it's
is
a really good article.
You've got to remember that we you know, acid alkaline. I always tell people all the time, acid alkaline. Okay. We, you know, if you, in chemistry, you had, you know, acid and base.
Right.
Okay. You have a teeter-totter in the middle, which is 7. You have 14 is the most alkaline, and you have 0 is the most acid. Okay. So when you start to think about acid alkaline, this happens to be not blood chemistry but tissue states of the body. And so when you have a diet that is lacking nutrition and proper nutrients, what happens is we tend to become more acidic. We work in a daily activity which we call our catabolic phase, and then we go to bed at night, that becomes our anabolic phase. Catabolic means I'm burning, I'm using, I'm active, I'm creating a lot of waste because I'm turning, you know, whatever. And the food is to help balance out what that waste is being generated from just living.
Okay.
And foods have a way of helping to either acidify or alkalinize depending upon what we do. So anabolic is when we get to bed at night, and that's where the nutrition that you've eaten, the proteins, the fatty acids, this is where the body at bedtime says, oh, okay, I'm going into repair mode.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to detox by the liver, but I'm going to start to regenerate the nerve system. I'm going to cleanse. I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to do a lot of work while we sleep, even unbeknownst to us.
and why they sometimes induce a coma when someone's recouping, right?
Yes.
Same principle, because you're fixing yourself.
Your body is fixing
repairing,
itself.
Like you said.
And it's kind of a neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading just 2 days ago an article that said that 3-day fast resets your whole digestive system.
Wow, 3 days.
A 3-day fast of not consuming food, just water, will actually reset your digestive gut, but it resets your whole body system in terms of the immune system.
Wow.
And it's just a simple, you know, But I don't usually tell people go do immediately a 3-day fast. Right. But, you know, you ease up to it. One day a week, you can do one day a week for a month. Then you can go to a weekend, and then you can go to a 3-day and do it over the course of 6-8 weeks.
And then learn how to get back off your fast slowly,
exactly.
Right? Get
and then back you come back when you come off your fast. Mm-hmm. You don't go eat pasta and
right. You don't. Yeah,
you know, you eat
pizza and a quart of ice cream afterwards.
Cleansing foods, help you get back in track.
Right.
But the bottom line is this whole discussion about acid, alkaline, anabolic, catabolic is because this is the normal pattern of what life forms go through. And if we can assist that, then we can have greater health, greater longevity, and have less problems. Okay. But soda pop, okay, stomach acid is anywhere between 1 and 3 on a pH scale.
Okay.
Okay. Most sodas, because the citric acid and the phosphoric acid that's added to it, mm-hmm. puts that between about a 2 and a 3 of acidity going into your body. Well, I'm not talking about digestive acid being the pH, which is hydrochloric acid. That's meant to break down proteins and break down your food. However, the citric acid and the phosphoric acid have no value in that respect of digesting food.
Okay.
They're just putting in a huge amount of acid. Okay, in chemistry, teeter-totter, if you have a teeter-totter tipping down towards acid, you have to have alkaline to bring it back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes you can have more alkaline to kind of counterbalance the acidity factor. This happens a lot of times in cancer therapy because in active cancers, lactate or lactic acid is built up, which sets up a reading called lactate dehydrogenase, or LDH. Mm, we use potassium bicarbonate, which is a highly alkaline substance, to bring the balancing act in a crisis intervention to get the body back into a better
pH. Like baking soda? Is that what that is?
Well, it's potassium, not sodium. Yeah. So it depends on its sodium bicarbonate and potassium. Potassium is more easier on the system, so you can do higher doses. And typically in those crisis situations, you do it, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like 3 to 6 tablespoons a day.
Because you're out of balance and you have to get it back in.
Because you're so out of balance.
Right,
but soda pop contributes to that out of balance. When you drink soda, even one can a day, it takes up to 6 hours for your body to get the full ramifications of what you just put into your body.
Wow.
Secondly, that acidity factor has to be buffered.
Hmm.
What is the buffering agent? Calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium.
Right.
Okay, four minerals. Where do these reside? They live in your blood, which your blood chemistry has to always be good.
Sure.
They live in your muscles.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the muscles are what have to pull. The minerals come out of the muscle back into circulation to balance the acidity factor that you just created.
Wow.
So then you hear about restless leg syndrome. You hear about people having muscle cramps. You hear about, well, there again, it all attributes back to deficiency of mineral that you're not getting enough of in your diet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And guess what? The biggest mineralizers are going to be your vegetables.
Okay.
And particularly root vegetables, but green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all the things that your body requires in regards to helping with this whole issue of mineral balance. So when we start to take this whole thing of soda, okay, phosphoric acid works, you know, it's because, you know, it slows the carbon dioxide bubbling in the body.
Oh, okay,
that's what phosphoric acid does. It works in the body with calcium to maintain proper building and tearing down of bone. However, soft drinks cause the excessive excretion of calcium so that people can develop osteopenia, osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
You hear of bone spurs. You hear of heel spurs. You hear of carpal tunnel. You hear of bursitis. Those are calcium oxalate crystals having come out of muscle, got back into the blood to try to balance out over acidity. And so basically, these acidity factors are going to help create more inflammation and cause you to hurt because it's changing the mineral.
You're so out of balance, it's
got
to go somewhere
stuck
there, and then you're in crisis.
You got it. So,
that's
phosphoric acid depletes alkaline minerals, magnesium, sodium. So, a person, you know, we need the magnesium for the nerves, the muscles, for, you know, all kinds of functions, adrenal function.
Yep.
So what we're doing is we're just really creating a big problem by using sodas in our daily lifestyle, and it really has no nutritional value. I know we got to go to break, so we'll come back and we'll finish talking about
that. It's a great point, and it's funny you mentioned magnesium. I remember one of our great guests saying, hey, if you're only going to do one thing at Mother Earth, grab the magnesium, you know, because so many people are deficient in it, and it probably relates to so many people drinking so much soda, just like you're talking about. Man, round and round, folks, nutrition, not that tricky, but boy, boy, you can get yourself out of whack pretty easily if you're not careful with that old standard American diet. Listen, we're going to help you counter that even more when we come back after the break. So tune in right here on Highwood Health.
Spring is a great time to get a fresh start on your health. If you're feeling sluggish after a long winter, you could benefit from Milk Thistle Liver Detox from Irwin Naturals. It's specially formulated to support overall liver health, which is essential to your body's natural detoxification process.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Milk Thistle has been used for thousands of years in traditional medicine to support liver health. The active compound in Milk Thistle is Silymarin. Irwin Naturals Milk Thistle Liver Detox uses a standardized extract with 80% Silymarin. The product also features powerful ingredients such as dandelion, turmeric, and schisandra that have been used also traditionally for the support of overall liver health. Try it risk-free for 30 days. I think you'll feel the difference.
Protect your liver and support your health with Milk Thistle Liver Detox from Irwin Naturals. Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. B vitamins are essential to life. These nutrients play a critical role in numerous biochemical reactions throughout the body and are especially important for metabolism, energy production, and the maintenance of a healthy nerve system. Should you supplement with B vitamins? Well, sure. Many of us simply do not get the B vitamins we need from eating a balanced diet, and B vitamins are water-soluble nutrients, which means that they are eliminated from the body after a short time. So to maintain optimal levels, B vitamins must be replenished daily. That's why I'd like to tell you about Irwin's Natural Mega B Complex. This formula provides all the essential Bs, including methylcobalamin, the biological active form of vitamin B12 that many folks are deficient in. Irwin Naturals Mega B Complex is a balanced blend of high-potency B vitamins that can help you meet or exceed your daily requirements.
Irwin Naturals Mega B Complex, to support your healthy life. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence. Since ancient times, countless cultures have embraced the use of herbs as medicine to improve overall health. Today, more people than ever have rediscovered the healing properties of herbs. But not all herbal supplements are the same. How can you be sure you're really getting true herbs?
Hi, I'm Dave Hawkins, owner of Mother Earth Foods. Folks always ask me what herbal supplements I recommend. I've been a practicing herbalist for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've learned that quality and purity are essential for results. Nature's Way has been a trusted brand since 1969, and they continue to lead the way in purity and quality control. Nature's Way is the first herbal brand verified by the Non-GMO Project, and they are also the first herbal brand certified with DNA testing and the True ID seal, so that you can be sure that the botanical species on the label matches what is in the product. I'm proud to offer Nature's Way herbs with a no-risk, money-back guarantee.
Nature's Way, the first in herbs since 1969. Trust the leaf. Nature's Way True Herbs are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Will you, baby? Will you? I hope you will. A little bit of Sgt. Pepper. And I bring that up because this day in 1969, after 88 weeks, Sgt. Pepper drops off the charts.
Whoa.
There you go. Wow. Hey, John, I have a little... John is our, you know, he's our engineer here. He pushes all the buttons, and he's a career radio guy. So in 1941, I got a little trivia for Johnny.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
The first U.S. commercial what goes on air?
1941?
Yes, in Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm going to say FM radio station.
You go, big boy. You are correct, yeah. Sir. Well done, Johnny.
He's a veteran.
He is. The first U.S. commercial FM radio station goes on air in
Nashville,
Tennessee.
He wasn't around then, though.
He wasn't around then. But this day in history, 1941. Well done, Johnny. You are the man.
Oh, that's funny.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, they had it. They had the technology before that, I think.
Yes. So, anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just had to get all the other bugs worked out. Yeah.
People with FM radios to hear.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you got to sell some of those.
That would have been a big problem. Huh? Anyway.
That's funny.
Hey, we were talking about soft drinks before we went to break, and just kind of giving you guys another heads up. We're just going to finish this little article, and it talks about the ingredients that you typically will find in a can of pop or something, you know, and I'm not picking on any one because they're all bad.
Sure.
It makes no difference.
Sure.
You know, if you can pull that stuff out of your body, I tell you what, you're going to see a change. I just know it. I'll tell you one quick story. I had a couple come to see me. And in the course, you know, they were telling me all their maladies. And I'm going, okay, what? And we finally get down to, well, what are you doing?
What do you eat? Right,
what do you
right.
drink? How much water? Water? What do you mean water? We don't drink water. I mean, we don't like water. I said, okay, what are you drinking? Oh, we drink diet pop, diet soda.
Yeah.
I said, diet soda. I said, well, how much are you drinking a day? Oh, about two-liter bottles a day.
Wow.
And I said, what? They said, oh, yeah, we buy it by the case, you know, and we have it here. When we go on vacation, we take about 5-8 cases, you know, for a week's vacation.
Wow.
You know, they have it in their car. And I'm sitting there going like, they say, oh, yeah, we wake up in the morning. We got a bottle right there. We just take, you know, we start drinking it the first thing in the morning. And they have all kinds of health issues, okay? And so I'm going like, well, did you ever think that maybe the soda pop could be at the core of a lot of your problems? Well, no, we never thought about that. So anyway, I said, don't cold turkey, guys, because you're going to major crises. Because, you know, the thing about this, when your body gets something every day, it thinks that that's part of normal routine and it's supposed to be there.
Yep.
So when you start to yank something out like that, that's got so many, like I said, deleterious properties to it, all of a sudden, you're going to be in crisis. So I said, don't do that.
The oldest phrases of nutrition, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
And this is such a prime example of that.
Well, they kind of took it to heart. They started reducing.
Okay.
Took them about 4 to 6 weeks to really kind of get down, but they were still using it.
Okay.
But they had cut it down by half.
That's something.
And it took them a while longer to finally get it out. But the bottom line is, even in 1 month of having reduced down, they were already seeing some positive benefits
because
I told them, I said, listen, if you're going to do this every day, why are you here? Because I said, anything I'm going to recommend is like going an uphill battle because we're trying to rebuild this acid alkaline scenario that we're talking about. And I'm trying to help you become in a balance. And I said, you know, I don't know any way that we're going to do that if you keep it this level.
I said,
you know, this is your guys' choice. I said, if you want to feel better, you know, I said, you're going to have to. And the thing was, you know, I think the guy was slated for knee replacements and all kinds of different things because there, again, the acidity factor wears on the tissue lining between the joints of all your fingers, your elbows. Every joint tissue lining is made up of hyaluronic acid. We've had guests talk about that.
Yep.
And so this acidity factor wears and tears on all of that. So you get bone on bone. No wonder you're going to hurt, you know.
Yeah.
So next ingredient we're going to talk about, so we talked about the phosphoric and the citric acid being those huge acidifiers. So people who tend to have kidney stone, don't drink pop, period.
Great point.
If you are a precipitator of calcium already, do not do that because it's going to make it worse. So I know people who say, oh, yeah, I've had kidney stones all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
What are you doing? Either they're heavy iced tea drinkers with a lot of sugar or they're pop drinkers. And not to say that's the only issue, but there are some people who just really, you know.
One of our dear friends growing up, nice family unit. We went to school with their three kids, you know, all of us kids and everything. And the dad was a guy who drank Coke when he got up all through the day. And this isn't necessarily the link, but he died of cancer in his 50s.
Yep.
And he was like a big, healthy, strapping dude. I mean, he was a guy that we all looked up to in the neighborhood. He was this big guy, and he looked really healthy. But he drank Coke religiously. And, buddy, he just didn't live very long.
Nope.
Just, I don't know if that's the culprit, but anyway.
Again,
I can't get that out of my head when you start talking about that. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No. Caffeine. Caffeine is another popular ingredient in your soft drink.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, it does help you overcome some fatigue, mental sluggishness, things of that. It can help endurance. But if you're doing it because you're tired, you wake up because your adrenals are overworked and you're craving that caffeine, the caffeine's like whipping the racehorse around the track after you've been around the track four times. You're going to keep on going because that's what, you know, the caffeine's doing to you.
You got me off that a million years ago when I took that insurance job years ago. And I went into you and said, man. Oh, it's gone. I'm so tired. I'm drinking coffee all day long. Why am I just crashing at 5 o'clock? And you told me I was overstimulating my adrenals.
Yeah. And so the thing is, you know, the caffeine is good to a point if it's small amounts. But there again, when you take too much, all of a sudden it can start to affect the adrenal, which starts to have a rebound effect to the nerve system, which has a rebound effect to the cardio system. And so you can either get too rapid of a heart rate. You can see elevated blood pressure.
Out of balance again.
And you throw your kidney balance off.
Yeah.
So there again, caffeine is an alkaloid. It is a drug, and it is one of those things, if used judiciously, can have benefits to the body. But it's not been meant to really be the mainstay of what is the energy production. Remember, we talked about cellular energy and mitochondria.
Right.
This is what we're talking about. So we can have some caffeine, not a bad thing, but too much is enough. When a person says, I drink a pot of coffee a day, or maybe up to 2 pots of coffee a day, we're just really wearing down that kidney system. So keep that in mind. But it's also in sodas. We talked about the sugar quickly, you know, a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. It says the ingestion of simple sugar has many effects on the body. It increases urinary calcium, magnesium, chromium, copper, zinc, and sodium. By impairing the reabsorption by the kidneys, it causes blood sugar to rise quickly, which requires an insulin release from the pancreas to normalize it. Okay, so insulin resistance comes from a lot of sugar. The other thing, the adrenal glands, the biggest detriment to the adrenal gland is refined sugar.
Wow.
Okay, so there you go, folks. Too much sugar, you know, throws the body off too, and it also weakens you for bacteria.
I wonder how much soda has just directly been a culprit in adult onset diabetes.
It is a huge. It's got to be obesity. It's huge.
Sure.
Which leads me to the next part: are diet sodas any better? Absolutely not.
I got off those years ago too. I made the switch at one point, and then finally was like, I just heard too much. I heard too much negative. I'm like, this is insane. Yep. So it's
Here again, we talk about aspartame, NutraSweet. Mm-hmm. Our aspartame was one of the more popular ones. Now you have Splenda, you know, and then which is sucralose, which is again not very healthy either for you. But anyway, the bottom line is these artificial sweeteners are slowly poisoning you, as well as putting pressure on the liver. And again, aspartame downregulates thyroid. So here you are taking something because you were trying to lose weight or you don't want to put calories in, so you use a chemical that downregulates your thyroid, toxic to the liver, which rebounds back to the brain in terms of mental fog and stuff like this. So people, if you're hearing this and this is kind of sounding like you, that's the first thing I'm going to recommend you get the heck out of your diet.
I know people that I would regard as being very bright people who are just hooked on it, and they just don't shake it. And I'm like, you do all this healthy stuff. Why are you pounding this diet soda? Yep. They're like, I can't stop. It's the one thing. And I'm thinking, boy, it could be the one thing, but that could be one bad thing, man.
Look at a word of advice. Don't cold turkey. Wean down. Yeah. Add more water in between your glasses of it. And get it to the point where you're down to one a day. When you get down to one a day, then you're going to go to one every other day. Then you're going to go to one every 3 days.
You can do it.
And then you're going to get to the point where when you put it in your mouth, you're going to say, why was I ever drinking this stuff?
Yep. You can get there. It's not that
tricky. You will get there. And it just takes a little time. Yeah. Give yourself a month to do it. Yeah. The aluminum is an issue because, interestingly, phosphoric acid will eat the aluminum can up.
But then they started adding plastic to it, and yet the aluminum still leached through.
Well, the plastic is BPA plastic,
right.
So bisphenol A, it's a lining that they make specifically with certain chemistries so that the acid can't really technically
theoretically.
However, there are all these anomalies in terms of how did it get uniform? Is it in the heat? You know, where's it sitting? Where's it at? What's, you know, so anyway,
I think of all those stacks of cases of soda out by the gas pumps in the summertime, just baking under the heat.
And guess what? NutraSweet aspartame. Aspartic acid is not supposed to have, you don't have to have it in a temperature over 98 degrees.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's got to get, in the summertime,
it
out
converts,
there.
Oh. It converts inside the it converts inside the can. It alters that aspartame, that molecule structure.
That's crazy.
They think that was a source of, you know, the Gulf War syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were shipping
so
much pop, and those were sitting out in the desert.
Wow.
And all those guys were drinking all this pop that was, and they think there might be a connection to that a little bit. So I don't know for sure if that's true, but, you know, I think that there's probably a connection to some of that. So, folks, cut out the soft drinks. That's one of the first things, and that's what we're talking about, National Nutrition Month. That is the one substance that has absolutely zero nutritional value to your body.
Well, you know, we've mentioned this too on the show. More often than not, we have guests, we have sponsors, we have, you know, we push some products on here and what needs to go in your body and what needs to go in your body. But dadgummit, sometimes being healthy means getting stuff out of your body. And this is a great example that just, you know, don't put that, you know, horribly toxic constituent in your body and you get ahead that way, by simply omitting an item from your diet. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And
that's just one item that you can do over time that could have a really dramatic effect for you. So I can remember the whole transition.
I can remember as a kid thinking, oh, diet tastes so gross. And then I got to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm kind of over that. And now I'm hooked on it. And then you have to go that transition where you're like, oh, I'm kind of missing it, but now I'm off of it. And now I'm like you said, I'm like, if you could give me all the quantity in the world and I'd just say pass on it.
Yeah.
I'd just much rather have a cold glass of water.
And
I really would.
And you know what? I mean, I haven't I mean, I remember Frosty Root Beer. Okay. Now, Frosty Root Beer, when I was a kid growing up, was my favorite. We never could afford pop in the house because it just wasn't one of those things. That
or root beer float but, every now and then.
But, you know, for 16 cents or 12, 14 cents, you could get a little thing of Frosty Root Beer in a glass bottle.
Okay.
You know, so when I was a kid, you know, I'd save up my pennies, you know, my nickels, you know, and I'd go get me a Frosty Root Beer.
Okay.
Well, that was the only soft drink beverage that I really ever really did drink as a kid, and it wasn't very often because you didn't have hardly any money, you know. So the thing was... that was a different time, so I'm thinking like, yeah, that's kind of cool, you know. But
and probably, I mean, you tell me, you know, I'd say some people, you know, you're sick, you need, you know, some 7-Up and some crackers sometime when you're feeling a little puny. You know, is it a bad idea just to have a soda here and there, or do you just think it's all together?
You know, here and there occasionally is not going to be a problem.
It's not going to throw you out of balance. It's not going to, you know, create a whole crisis for your body here and there.
It's the what you do every day, the habitual things that we do. Are the things that are come basically going to be the things you have to assess. An occasional pop, no, it's not. It might disrupt your digestion for a little bit, but it's not going to throw your whole body balance off. Now, somebody who's been in crisis, somebody who's a kidney stone person, or maybe dealing with cancers or dealing with some, you know, issue where it might be more tenuous, then I would say none.
Right.
But, you know. You know, you got to use your judgment.
Sure.
And nobody's trying to say cut everything. I mean, there are some things that we like to do for pleasure, and I think that's equally okay. It's just a matter of, you know,
Sinuing circumstances. Maybe you're a guest at somebody's dinner party, and this is what they have. Yes. You know, you don't want to be rude. You know, there's certainly ways you can go and not, you know, throw yourself into full crisis like you're saying.
Yeah.
I want to remind you all, because about that time, that Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, CV Science, Earthworks, and Mother Earth Foods, they sponsor us here on Highway to Health. We appreciate them week in and week out, and they all have great products that are on sale this month at Mother Earth Foods on 19th and Plum. So check them out. Check us out, because we're going to close out the show, believe it or not, Healthy Dave. We're going to close out the show after this break. It's already an hour up. I know. But we'll be back to close out the show right here on the speed show of Highway to Health.
Your mitochondria are like your body's turbines. Mitochondria are also known as the powerhouse of cells. They generate energy and fuel your body. Every cell needs mitochondria to function and are critical for brain, heart, and muscle health.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Natural Factors Regener Life is specifically formulated to optimize mitochondrial function with powerful targeted nutritional compounds. Regener Life comes in a delicious watermelon-flavored drink mix, which is gently sweetened with stevia and is suitable for vegetarians. Just a scoop a day in 8 ounces of water supports your body's antioxidant defense systems and helps reduce symptoms of stress such as pain, fatigue, sleeplessness, weariness, and irritability.
Regener Life from Natural Factors. Fuel for a higher quality of life. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence. Also available in easy-to-swallow capsules. When explorers came to America in search of the Fountain of Youth, they came up a little short. Fortunately for us, science is finally catching up with new anti-aging discoveries.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. One of those anti-aging discoveries is collagen, which is essential for healthy hair, skin, connective tissue, and joints. Now one of the most trusted leaders in natural supplements, Natural Factors, has developed Total Body Collagen. It's a convenient powder available in orange, pomegranate, or unflavored. Just add it to water or your favorite beverage, or if you prefer, you can also take it in tablet. Total Body Collagen is 100% complete amino acid formula with hyaluronic acid, glutamine, and biotin. So whether you're looking to reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis or just to look and feel a little bit younger, Total Body Collagen may be the anti-aging support you've been looking for. Try it risk-free for 30 days with our money-back guarantee.
Natural Factors Total Body Collagen products are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Hey, Dad, I have tickets to the game on Saturday. Want to go?
I'd love to, son, but you should take a friend this time. I'm afraid I'd spend most of the time in the men's room.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. If overactive bladder is a problem, you don't have to sit on the sidelines. Why not try SagaPro from Terry Naturally? SagaPro is a proprietary extract of angelica leaves, sustainably harvested from wild plants grown in Iceland, where it's been used as medicine for thousands of years. SagaPro is ideal for both men and women looking to support bladder strength and urinary tract function. It contains key compounds that support the smooth muscle tissue of the bladder, and it's been clinically studied with good results for men and women. Benefits vary with each individual, but may be noticed within just a few days.
Try Terry Naturally's Saga Pro Bladder Health for men and women. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Confidence, confidence, confidence. That's what you get here on the Highway to Health, because we got right. Healthy Dave here. Yeah. No music to start off, but I wanted a couple first, this day in history to throw out, because they're really positive and neato stuff. 1864, Rebecca Lee in the United States became the first African-American woman to receive a medical degree.
Oh.
1872... Yellowstone becomes the world's first national park.
Oh, cool.
1961, jumping a century ahead, JFK establishes the Peace Corps.
Aww.
These are all good things, well, I good think, stuff. To remind everybody of this day in history. Well, a lot of things have happened in a good way.
I have a word of wisdom.
Hit me. Hit me.
All right. Here you go. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago.
Alrighty then.
The second best time is now. And that's a Chinese proverb, buddy. Right, there you go. Hey, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, but the second best time is now.
My friend got married a few years ago, and his table favors they put on everybody's table was a little tree starter.
Yep.
And I thought that was the coolest little thing to do.
Hey, next week we got plant proteins, because, you know, plant protein's hot right now.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about, from, again, a nutritional perspective, about plant-based proteins. But, you know, we're going to go over some of the new kids on the block, which are these ultra-processed plant-based, like burgers and stuff. And I'm kind of not a big fan of that. But we're going to be talking with my buddy Andrew Schindler.
We'll see if he has a list of things to talk about.
Hey, yeah. We're going to be talking about your proteins, and we're talking about, you know, related to digestion, allergies.
Right.
You know, talk about it from a bodybuilding perspective. Talk about it for what we need in terms of proteins, why plant proteins are beneficial, why they're kind of hot right now, and the direction of how they're moving, because you've got to remember, some of these things get ultra-processed.
Yeah.
It's ultra-processed protein doesn't mean it's the best thing for
right.
us.
Right. No, it's good stuff.
You got to keep that in mind, too. So.
I like it. And I think that's cool. Is that a new guest for us, Andrew Schindler?
Andrew has been on in the past. He's a rep for one of the companies that we represent, but he's into nutrition a lot, and I always wanted to get him on.
That's so good. Yeah, I think it sounds good.
Plant Fusion is the company.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I know they do good stuff. You referenced them last week when we were talking about some other plants. I know that. But listen, you want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well, smile, treat each other right. That's Healthy Dave, the Herb Doc, John Chalfin at the controls. I'm Jameson Young. Tune in next week right here on the radio on Monday for Highway to Health. Next Monday. See you then.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health. And visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement.